These are the for March 22nd, 2020. Prayers, please, for Pastor John Farley. Successful surgery on Monday, and I've been talking to him every day. And, you know, so he's still in pain, but it's a different pain. Before, there was an internal pain, and now there's the pain of the stitches, the pain of the muscle that was cut, the pain of the pole that's in his back. You know, the way he describes himself is he described himself as weary, which there's no doubt about that. Yesterday was his first day off of his back this week, and so he has to learn to walk again. And he was quite feisty and quite upset about that, which is always good to see, because when you see somebody who's been through a surgery that major and they don't have that fire, and, you know, he's saying four-letter words to me and stuff like that. So it's like, okay, man, yeah. It's just a process to get back. And, you know, you have to have your brain communicating with your body again. It has to learn it all over. The muscles atrophy when you're laying on your back. And so we'll just keep him in prayer. And, you know, the prayer for healing, prayer for pain mitigation, the prayer for the mentality. Because when we're flat on our back, that's the time when the enemy wants to attack us most and tell us that we're evil and we're being punished because we had a surgery and all those goofy things that the enemy wants us to think, but none of which is true. Our evening service on March 29th was canceled, so the service will be at the regular time, which is 9 o'clock. To 10:30 or just past. The Resurrection Day lesson will also be the next Lord's Supper. That'll be on April 12th, 2020. The Resurrection Day brunch has been canceled since gathering in groups is discouraged by our government, and we want to follow what the government has to say about things. The next elders meeting, April 18th, from 12 to 1:30, we met yesterday to talk about the leadership aspects of managing through a crisis and leading through a crisis. So it was a quite spirited discussion and quite emotional discussion because, as you can imagine, there's a lot of frustration in having our routine disrupted as it's being disrupted. And so when you're staying in your house and, you know, you got a dog and you're talking to the dog, he doesn't really understand what you're saying. So got to have some people to say all this stuff to. So next, the Bra Ministries homecoming is postponed. And so since Pastor Farley's not coming, since Jason Knack is a nurse and he is exposed to COVID because he is one of the people who is managing the COVID patients at his hospital, and because we have an older congregation, we're just going to avoid putting anybody at risk. So that'll be postponed. That does not necessarily mean that coming to my home is postponed. We'll still have a lesson on Sunday, but that's that. And I can't imagine that the vets would be letting us in to the hospital, so you can check that. But we won't, even if they were letting us in, we won't go. So please call them and let them know that we'll honor what they're doing, and they're probably not letting anybody in. The Coeur d'Alene Conference is on for now. We'll make a decision about that on June 30th and see what the atmosphere is at that time, you know, as things warm up and the virus is in a temperature range where it can't survive or thrive. We may be making different decisions, but we'll play that by ear. Just remember there's an app for that. Bra Ministries has an app, and a lot of people are not allowed to gather in their churches because they have too many people in their churches. So this is a perfect time to invite people to listen to the Bra Ministries lessons, and we have hundreds of lessons. It's a perfect time to invite them to look at the lessons online and to get the Word of God. And today's lesson will be one of those that you want to share a link to with your friends and family. And if you don't know how to share a link, then please check with Larry Collins, and he'll get you up to speed on that. And then pray with us. We have an online way to pray. And after the service, we'll be praying together, and we'll be sharing our petitions for self and our prayers for others. And that's immediately following the service. So those are the Barah Ministry. It's announcements for March 22nd, 2020.